Washington State Health Department reported that prescription drug overdose deaths are down 27% since 2008. But curbing fraud and abuse of powerful opiates has come at a price for some legitimate patients who say they're suffering unnecessary pain because of delays at pharmacies. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Imagine visiting a pharmacy to fill a prescription only to be turned away. The pharmacist says the drug wasn't in his shipment. Now imagine needing that medication to control pain.
This situation has literally brought customers to tears in our store.
That's one pharmacist's comment, read by Doug Hoy. He's the CEO of the National Community Pharmacists Association. Hoy says they took a survey because pharmacists are increasingly running into problems when they order painkillers and other controlled substances. Sometimes, he says, the drugs are just not there, with no explanation.
When we talk to the suppliers say, well, DEA has come in and said that we're supplying too many, or they're watching us, but they don't give us any guidelines on what watching us means.
The suppliers tell the pharmacists, we need to take a second look at what we're shipping.
So we're erring on the side of caution, and if we see anything that looks suspicious to us, we're cutting it off.
The scenario is so prevalent that patients in this situation have been dubbed opiate refugees. They're forced to go from pharmacy to pharmacy trying to fill legitimate prescriptions. Hoy and others say the situation is unfair, and it's not just a supply chain problem. Some large pharmacy chains have now started asking new questions before filling prescriptions. Things like, how far away does the patient live from the pharmacy? Has the physician discussed other methods or alternative medications? If the questions can't be answered, the patients may leave empty-handed. Even if the pharmacist believes the prescription is legitimate, they may feel pressure not to fill it because they could be fired. That's an ethical dilemma, and it could be a legal one.
Pharmacists that are licensed and companies that operate pharmacies do have a legal obligation to provide all patients within Washington State access to medication.
Chris Humberson is executive director of the Washington State Pharmacy Quality Assurance Commission. In recent years, complaints about prescription access have centered around birth control. Now a new issue is painkillers. Doctors, patients, and pharmacists are starting to complain to the Pharmacy Commission and the State Department of Health. And the state is investigating at least four cases where a pharmacy's policy may have overstepped the law. When Humberson was behind the counter, if he had a concern about a prescription, he would just call the doctor.
But there was never a requirement for me as a pharmacist to write down what's a diagnosis code and when was the last time you saw them.
But that's exactly what some chain pharmacies are requiring now. It's a response to guidance from the Drug Enforcement Administration that some say is ambiguous. They try to comply to avoid fines or having their licenses pulled. John Gray is president and CEO of Healthcare and Distribution Management Association. He says suppliers used to have a more cooperative and collaborative relationship with the DEA, but now
it's all been dumped on our laps as wholesalers to make essentially what I would consider law enforcement decisions as to whether or not a particular customer or account is or is not over what DEA in their own mind thinks is a viable limit or Schedule II drugs they ought to be dispensing.
Pharmacists want to comply as well. They're just not always sure how. At Bob Johnson's pharmacy in Ballard, owner Mike Donahue is well aware of the street value of his supply and all the problems that come with it. He's been robbed for his painkillers in the past, so now he's always on the lookout for red flags. Sometimes his customers and prescribers are uncomfortable with the questions he has to ask.
You know, things change and practice changes. And part of practice that's changing is that if you're going to prescribe narcotics in, you know, large quantities, then you need to be prepared when you're writing that prescription to show your rationale because it's something that's going to be demanded somewhere along the road.
By suppliers or the DEA. The trick is to be able to document that you've screened out a drug seeker while not alienating legitimate patients or turning them away. As a pharmacist said in Doug Hoy's survey,
we have to find a way to curb the abuse and still provide relief from pain for those truly suffering.
That can only happen, Hoy says, through more transparency and collaboration. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.